I would have been like Vervin Hitman, and you would have been the one I talked to. Like, I don't give a fuck if you fucking this nigga. Just tell him stop screwing the business. If Biggest Bell thought you was fucking the help, that could really ruin your image. We're talking for rocking with Sham, tapping rim. Nigga, that's us. Y'all the poster child symbol for black love. Nigga, we didn't even think that y'all marriage still had to go through them stages. Every interview, he show his admiration and tell the world how he think he's born in the greatest. That nigga held you down in prison for 6 years. I was messing with him.
Fuck the heart.
Standing there just saying all of this to you.
I'm back. It's your brother Van Silk. Not in my house with Van Silk on rumble.com. That's right, rumble.com, youtube.com. Go to rumble.com, sign up, support, hit the like button, everything. I'm gonna have a conversation right now, real short. Remy Martin, Papoose. Say it ain't so. Everything that I'm hearing, I just can't believe it, to be honest with you. And I know my brother K-Slay right now is rolling in his grave. Like, what the fuck is going on? Because K-Slay put Papoose on. And K-Slay used to work with Remy Martin a lot. Supported her when she was in prison. Sent her money. And that's how they got together. Through K-Slay, the drama king. To me, I enjoy seeing Papoose and Remy together. To me, that was real hip-hop right there. Real hip-hop royalty right there, them two. I seen the love Papoose shared in his eyes and his thoughts. And I seen the giving back from Remy. So something along the way happened. Who knows? According to Hip Hop Wired, Papoose and Remy Martin endure hardship and route to marry one another, become a living symbol of black love triumphing over all. Remy Martin had a name attached to a rumor that she's involved with Philadelphia battle rapper Easy the Block Captain, who had faced off on Captain Gotti at Chrome 23 in the MC battle. During a point of the battle, Gotti rapped directly at Remy, who founded Chrome 23, referring to her husband, Papoose, and the alleged rumor that she hooked up with Easy, leading to Pap knocking the Philadelphia rapper out. Now, that was a situation that happened, and a couple of months, I think, ago, that Papoose beat him down. At the end of the day, one guy created something that might have been known by some, but it might have been tried to be worked out by many. But I always say, when you're in these battles and you're rapping, hey, yo, leave family members out, leave women out and everything. So if you even knew that Easy Block the Captain was clapping Remy, if allegedly clapping Remy Martin, that was nobody's business, my brother. That was nobody's business. And at the end of the day, Compton Gotti started it. Remy sitting there, looking at her face. And at the end of the day, this is a disaster in hip-hop. So many people getting separated and divorced. It seems like there's no true love in life anymore. But I don't have much to say because I really don't want to get too much involved with this. But all I could say is I know my brother K-Slay is like right now, like, damn. Come on. Come on, fam. What are you doing? This your brother Van Silk, not in my house. Time for me to go. Check me out on Rumble.com, YouTube.com. Not in my house with Van Silk.